It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been talking about five ways to worship. We're going to wrap that up today. And our final day is about worshiping with your life. Our scripture comes from Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Well, you know, worship just isn't something that you do on Sunday. It's not really limited to music or quiet time. Worship is how you live. It's when you choose kindness over criticism, or when you forgive instead of holding a grudge. When you serve when no one's watching, that's worship. Worship is giving every part of your day to God, your work, your relationships, maybe your thoughts as well as your attitude. It's saying, God, I want my life to reflect you. You may never stand on a stage or sing in a choir, but every time you love someone, every time you speak truth, and every time you do that, you are honoring God with your choices. You are leading a life of worship. And worshiping with your life doesn't mean being perfect. It means being intentional. It means living in a way that brings glory to God, even in those ordinary moments. So today, ask yourself, how can I worship God the way that I treat others? What does my attitude actually say about what I believe? Am I living like someone who's been loved, rescued, and called by name? If you can answer those questions today, we challenge you to choose one intentional act of worship today. Maybe serve someone with it without expecting anything in return. Speak life into somebody's situation. Do something in love just for God, and let your actions be your praise. Today, as we come to you in prayer, Lord, help us live a life of worship, not just in those big moments, but in the small choices too. Let our words, actions, and attitude bring you glory today, and may others see your love in us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.